Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Velvet Womack, and Velvet is wellness coordinator with Fire and Ice here in Commerce, but is also very involved with the Chamber of Commerce, board member. A lot of you know she's the City of Commerce Citizen of the Year 2014, so we've been wanting to get her on to talk to us. And we're going to be talking about wellness as we start the new year, 2015, and there's an article out there called Wellness Tips for the New Year. It appeared in the Sarasota Herald Tribune and probably other newspapers as well. So we're just going to kind of go down the list here. Velvet, first of all, great to have you.
Yeah, thank you for the invite.
Yeah, good. We want to have you on every once in a while. There's an item in there about not going in any particular order, but a lot of us do spend a lot of time watching TV. And there's an interesting little point in there that there's certain types of television that tend to encourage people to eat more than other types of television.
Yeah, you know, when you think about when you're sitting in front of the TV and you've got that action pack and your heart's racing, your adrenaline's building, and you're unconsciously, unmindfully just shoving food in your face. But the odd thing about that and the damaging thing is that when your adrenaline is pumping, what's happening is that your body is shutting down. You don't need to go to the bathroom. Your hunger stops. So all of these forces for that adrenaline is building up. And so now you've got all that food on your stomach. So it's just sitting there. So it's not being digested.
But it's the action TV that tends to encourage that more so than something that might be more boring, as some people would say, you know, talk shows or
yeah, it kind of seems interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Now, there's another item in there, and I had heard about this specifically for older people, but advocating weight training, maybe more so than the aerobic type of thing, jogging or what have you.
Yeah, when we get older, we start losing muscle mass. Our protein, being able to digest that protein and use it within the body really starts to decrease. So when we're doing resistance training, and there's a big difference between weight lifting and resistance weight, because that resistance helps to build that muscle mass. It starts telling the body, you know, here's how we need to function. So, but we also want to be careful about not doing the weight training as we get older too, because of the risk of, you know, increased blood pressure, increase of a stroke or heart attack. So resistance training for the older generation is actually really, really good to help build that muscle mass that they're so badly needing.
Now, the difference in resistance training and weight training is what?
Resistance you could do with a rubber band. So as long as there's some kind of resistance there, you know, you're not picking up double your weight or even half your weight. Mm-hmm. You know, you can even do resistance training with just a 2-pound weight in your hand.
We're talking with Dr. Velvet Womack of Commerce, and we're the subject is wellness, and she's going to come on the program and talk with us about this from time to time. Another thing in this article, Wellness Tips for the New Year, it speaks of is eating at your desk. Not necessarily a good idea, but not for maybe the obvious reason that some people might think.
Well, there's a couple of reasons that you don't want to be eating at your desk. One, again, it's mindless eating. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be eating more calories during that time. But then the other thing is all the germs. You're putting food in your mouth and then you're touching your keyboard. You're putting food in your mouth and touching your keyboard. So you're infiltrating that negative bacteria that's going into your body as well. And then also we want to remember to keep moving around. So, you know, we want our food intake to be mindful. We want to be able to be conscious of the time that we're eating because it makes it taste better. You know, a lot of times the reason we're overeating is because we're not tasting it. And so that body wants to taste that, so it's craving it even more.
You're eating more and enjoying it less.
That's exactly
so to,
right.
So to speak, and you just keep seeking that satisfaction.
That's exactly right.
Now, in the short time that we have left, you have an event coming up, and the Chamber has an event coming up called Wellness University. It's Saturday, January 17th. Tell me about it.
Right. This is a community wellness event, and this isn't a health fair. There are going to be individuals there that are going to target the senior citizens and letting them know what they can do for their wellness and health. But wellness is a sense of community. Wellness is our relationship with our environment, with our spiritual self, with our financial self. So it's not just about our physical bodies. It's about the whole being. So we're going to invite everyone for free that wants to participate, and all of the centers are going to be open. Every single center is going to be manned by a volunteer that is specializing in that particular area. Like we have an archaeologist that's going to come out and show kids how to do a dig. But the older people can enjoy that as well, too. And we are going to have vendors there as well so that people can come out and visit our vendors, too.
Now, this is taking place at the Northeast Texas Children's Museum?
Absolutely, from 9:30 to 3:30 on that day. It's free, too.
Right, it is a free event, and but people can do business, I guess, if they are such a mind with some of the vendors who will be present.
Good. Absolutely.
All right,
thank
you. Dr. Velvet Womack, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
Good. She's going to be back with us from time to time, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.